I have tried to get words, and I told you last night, words are hard found at times like these, and words have more or less evaded me, to be honest. I'm very conscious today of this date. It will be Sean's mother's birthday, Christine. It's also the first anniversary of his grandmother. So within a year, you have been in this church, in these seats, more often than most. And that's not forgotten. And we remember you in that grief today. RIP.ie has a little box on it called condolences, and people click on it and leave messages. And you'll read them in time. Perhaps you've read some of them already. I looked at some of them last night, but then I scrolled away from them and I went to Sean's Facebook page for his landscaping. And I scrolled down through pictures of befores and afters, jobs he had done. Sometimes you don't know as much difference, but I jest. There was always a difference. But the one that struck me was a picture of the schoolyard across the road. It had grown green with moss, despite the activities of the school. And he talked about it, and he had pictures of the before and after of it, and there were lovely pictures. And pictures of the during, the soaked ground, preparing for the cleaning. And his comment at the end was, it's tedious work, but it's satisfying. Because you see at the end, you've left things better than they started. That's always a lovely feeling. And I noticed in the pictures, through the hedge, through the brokenness of the trees, the space in the trees, the church here was in the background. And I'd like to think that as Sean worked that day, maybe the Angelus bell rang, and maybe even if he didn't stop to bless himself, perhaps he did, perhaps he didn't, that the sound of the bell reminded him of this place and of days he spent here, and the day he said amen for his first Holy Communion, and the day he said, and also with you, to the bishop who confirmed him. And the other days he has stood here, including those two times in the last 12 months for those funerals.